So in this story, you can think of all the different kinds of plants that are mentioned and what they stand for in the word. We heard about all the trees gathering together to ask some of the trees to be the king. And that's kind of silly to start with, because why do trees need a king? The Lord is the one who is king over all the trees, just as he is the king over all of us. And then we learn about the olive tree and the fig tree and the grapevine, but then after that, the buckthorn, and how fire is going to come out of the buckthorn and burn up the cedars of Lebanon. Cedars of Lebanon are some of the tallest trees in the world, great, beautiful trees. But it can happen, as it does happen in this country, that fire gets started in the brush, the thorns, and burn down those trees, those beautiful trees. So, and you can think also about what the buckthorn said to the other trees. If you're really going to anoint me king, then you have to trust in my shadow. So how can an olive tree or a fig tree, which is much taller than a thorn bush, trust in the shadow of a thorn bush? It would have to be cut down in order to be in the shadow of a thorn bush. So what is the Lord talking about in this story? What lessons is he giving us? Well, the Lord in his heavenly doctrine explains what each of these trees represents, so we can know how this applies to us. The olive tree represents love to the Lord, the highest love of heaven. And the fig tree represents moral good, which is the good of acting according to love to the Lord and love toward your neighbor. And so moral good is things like kindness and generosity, telling the truth, being a good worker, a willing helper, being brave. All the moral virtues are the kind of sweetness that's represented by the fig tree. And the grapevine represents love toward the neighbor according to the truths of the Lord's word, being keenly interested in what does the word teach me about how to love my neighbor as myself. So those are the two great loves of heaven, love to the Lord and love toward the neighbor, the olive and the grape and the fig tree, the application of that to life. So those are the good trees, and are they interested in ruling over the other trees? No, they're not going to give up their sweetness in order to rule. But the buckthorn represents the evil of falsity and that lust that burns out from it. That's like when, if you have a playmate or a brother, little brother or sister, and you want to do something and they don't want to do it, and you try to make them do it, or you have toys and you're not going to share, you're not going to let somebody else have a turn, then you're acting like the buckthorn. And you can almost feel the fire come into you out of hell and go out from you towards these people who are not willing to obey you and go along with your what your plans are. You can feel that, and it's not a good feeling. And in grown-ups, if we let that fire of wanting to rule over other people, then it burns up the cedar trees, the parts of our mind that look up to heaven and think about the Lord and eternal life, it burns them down, and we don't have any perception about what life is really for if we let this happen. So the question is, what kind of tree do we want to be? We get a choice. Are we going to be olive trees or fig trees or grapevines, or are we going to be more like a buckthorn? Now, the writings point out that there is a good love of ruling, and that's with a person who loves the Lord above all things and loves his neighbor as himself and loves to act morally, honorably. That kind of a person can still be in a love of rule, and you see that every day with parents who need to rule their children because their children don't know what to do. They don't know how to live with each other and grow up to be useful people who know the Lord and follow him. So parents have the job of ruling over their children. And ideally, it's not because the parents want to boss their children around, but because they love their children. You can see that with classroom teachers who need to keep order in the classroom and help the children not hurt each other and be quiet long enough to really learn something useful. And it's not because they want to boss the children. children around, but because they want to provide a safe, orderly place where people can grow. Or you can think about the owner of a business who loves to provide useful jobs for all his employees and let them know what they need to do and how they can help the business be successful and know that their job is worth doing and that they're rewarded, they're paid properly and appreciated, and at the same time manage the money in the business so that the business can continue to survive and grow instead of getting used up and make the business close. All of those things involve ruling and leadership of a kind. Or another example is a sports team where you have a good coach who knows how to bring out the best in all his players and put them in the right spots and teach them the strategies to win the game. Those are good examples of ruling, and there's lots, lots more. So there is a good love of ruling when someone has love to the Lord and love toward their neighbor as the loves that rule their hearts and their lives, and then their love of ruling is really a love of serving other people, helping them in the best ways they can. But then the other kind of rule is when people don't really care about the Lord or their neighbor, they just care about themselves and their money and their prestige and how they look, that kind of thing. That is the fire that's in the buckthorn bush that burns down the cedars of Lebanon. So this is a parable that helps us see the choices we can make in our lives. And so the question is, which kind of tree will we be? What kind of tree would you like to be? Amen.